When you buy something, just when does it become yours? The court had to answer that question in the case of the handicapped hay. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Jason Devers lived for racehorses. He stabled them, trained them, and bet on them. And unlike most horse players, Jason usually won. Before he was middle-aged, Jason owned several promising horses and was living quite comfortably. One day, Pete Johnson, a farmer Jason knew, brought him samples of some unusually fine hay he was growing on an island he owned. Jason examined the samples and then asked Pete how much he wanted for his whole crop. Pete named his price, and Jason was interested. "I'll tell you what, I know you have to barge the hay in from your island, so you deliver to me at the wharf on Thursday, and you got a deal." So Pete rented a barge. On Wednesday, he loaded up for the 14-mile trip across the bay. But the loading took longer than Pete expected, and then the barge was slowed down by rough water. So it was after dark when he arrived at the town wharf with his load of hay. Pete decided it was too late to unload. So he went to a nearby hotel and took a room for the night. The next morning, he went to the wharf and nearly had a heart attack. The barge had sprung a leak and had sunk below the water with the hay. When Jason arrived, Pete said, "Jason, looks like your hay is ruined." And Jason eyed Pete and said, "You mean your hay is ruined?" So Pete took Jason to court to decide ownership. His attorney told the court, "These men agreed on a price and on a sale, with the product to be delivered on Thursday. Jason became owner when that agreement was made, and the loss is his." Jason's attorney argued, "There was never a sale because delivery of the product was never completed. Jason wasn't to become owner until the hay was in his possession." Who owns the hay at the bottom of the bay? We'll find out in a moment. When you buy something, just when does it become yours? In this particular case, when it is delivered as specified, ruled a New York court. Here, Jason had said, "Deliver it to me on the town wharf on Thursday, and you got a deal." Where a contract requires specific delivery, ownership doesn't change until that delivery is actually completed. So Jason had never become owner of the hay, and he doesn't have to pay for it. It's a point of law.
As a business owner, you make big decisions every day, but protecting what you've built shouldn't keep you up at night. At Horgan Law, we provide clear legal strategies to safeguard your business, from contracts and compliance to disputes. Our guidance helps reduce risk so you can focus on growth with confidence. Horgan Law, we'll take care of you. Visit HorganLawFirm.com to learn more.